It's so awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here on the dial. A radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal.
Sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Here's an unpopular opinion based on all the negative energy the all-female Blue Origin crew has received. Yes, for all its expense, seats were apparently auctioning for 20 plus million, which of course could have been spent on humanitarian causes. So were the ladies philanthropic? Hardly. Yes, the suborbital flight lasted a mere 11 minutes, and no, the crew had no control over the capsule. It was all automated. But what's really creaming people's corn is that the women are now referring to themselves as astronauts, instead of joyriders who amounted to no more than human cargo. That, my friend, is debatable. The dictionary defines astronaut as a person who is trained to travel in a spacecraft, which the women did. Training several days before launch. Wikipedia is a little more specific, saying an astronaut is a person trained, equipped, and deployed by a human spaceflight program to serve as a commander or crew member of a spacecraft. Again, the six were crew, and by definition, that counts them as astronauts. So let's go back in time to the dawning of the American space program. Alan Shepard's first Mercury flight aboard the Freedom 7 lasted 15 minutes and 22 seconds. Longer than the Blue Origin by 4 minutes or so, but it too was suborbital. Conversely, Shepard had manual control over pitch and altitude, so he was piloting the capsule, something the Blue Origin 6 certainly did not. I think the ill will for this latest space PR stunt has more to do with Tom Wolfe's The Right Stuff. Chuck Yeager declined to join the Freedom 7 astronauts because he didn't think there would be any real flying involved. The female Blue Origin crew did nothing but float around and, in Katy Perry's case, or Blastoff Barbie, if you will, look cute. Gail King, on the other hand, was visibly terrified by the experience, not exactly exhibiting the right stuff. I mean, nobody had a gun to her head. I'm Cal Coates, spending less time on pointless PR and more on the music we love. Starting the hour with Mdou Mokhtar's rhythm section, Takat, and their debut, Is Noise, Volume 1. Get into the buzz of Amidinen on World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back. kick off a program. Crank to 11. Takat started us off with a Midinan. That is Mdou Mokhtar from Niger's rhythm section. And they do like their distorted guitars. Kunatic, we just heard from. And Yellow Serpent for the Year of the Snake. They're a Japanese experimental trio, and their latest album is Wheels of Oman. It's a real challenging listen. Here's Adrian Rasso. He's a brilliant guitar player from Guelph, Ontario, which is quickly becoming an epicenter for global music talent in Canada. He put out an album with Fanfare Ciccarelia, one of the best Balkan brass bands, called Devil's Tale, and he's followed that up with a sequel called The Devil Rides Again. Here's the title track, Adrian Rasso with Fanfare Ciccarelia on World Beat Canada Radio.
Yek, doin, three, stop!
Keep the brass blast going with another track from Five Alarm Funk's new one, Force Majeure. That's straight ahead with Grease Tank. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat.
traerte sabrosura.
Que yo vine del Caribe para traerte sabrosura.
Of sunshine in that rhythm is Caribe y Sabrosura. That is from Marina y Su Malao. They are Puerto Rican and the title means Caribbean flavor. More Caribbean music from Bahama Soul Club, who surprisingly are from Berlin, and Zambujera on World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
got a brand new Touch of the Familiar for you. This is You Can Dance and their album Evil Plan, featuring Ethiopian singer Tuahun Gizizi. They cover Black Sabbath's protest song, War Pigs, which for them resonates with Ethiopia's current civil conflict. Let's have a listen. It's War Pigs by You Can Dance on World Beat Canada Radio, your touch of the familiar.
Volverte en noche te se va a esperar.